From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster. Alex Chadwick is on vacation this week. Coming up, rebranding painkillers for the extreme sports crowd. But first, our lead story. President Bush is going to the United Nations tomorrow to try to persuade the organization to support the United States in Iraq. With us is Slate's Michael Kinsley, who joins us every Monday. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Michael, advance word on President Bush's speech tomorrow is that he's not going to admit any mistakes, either in the decision to go to war or in the U.S. approach in the post-war period. He's going to be speaking to a crowd that almost to the last nation disagreed with him then, and it doesn't agree with him now. I don't think the president is likely to receive a very friendly response there.
Unlikely, and they've leaked every detail of the speech down to 22 minutes. He isn't being very nice to them, just as they're not likely to be very nice to him. He said on Fox News over the weekend, I thought rather patronizingly, about what the UN role will be. Oh, they might write the Constitution. That's the kind of thing they're good at. I think his idea is the UN will just sign on to our plans, and they have different ideas, especially the French.
Right. About those plans, President Bush is going to meet with French President Jacques Chirac to talk about a new Security Council resolution on Iraq. The French want to see some kind of nominal sovereignty transferred to an Iraqi government or provisional government quickly, they've said within a month, in order for the Security Council to endorse this process. The U.S. is standing firm. Sovereignty for Iraqis comes last after a new constitution is written and elections are held. It seems that after the president proclaimed a shift in policy a couple of weeks ago, nothing much has changed.
Yeah, where's the shift? And the French were saying they were going to be more cooperative, and you don't really see that either. President Bush wants to go from the United States control to Iraqi control without a step in the middle of the UN controlling it, and the French want the UN to control it. Now, it's a little odd that the French have veto power. That comes out of the structure of the UN since World War II, which is a larger problem that the UN faces, but they do.
Michael, what do you think this debate says about the place of the UN in world affairs at this point? A lot of Americans have challenged the significance of the UN. Does this make it now more important or less, do you think?
Well, it's hard to remember how influential the UN used to be. It used to be a really big deal. Adlai Stevenson, the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party, was the ambassador. Arthur Goldberg quit as a Supreme Court justice to be the UN ambassador. And it's fallen on some hard times now for several reasons. The U.S. seems less interested in international cooperation. Third world countries have abused their power in the UN. And the structure, which comes out of World War II, giving the French and the British veto power, permanent seats in the Security Council, has also hurt it. And Kofi Annan, the Secretary General, has faced up to this and says the structure has to be reformed. And we have to decide in this country, do we want international organizations to have more power, which means giving up our sovereignty to some degree? And we're not inclined to do that at the moment.
Not at the moment. All right.